I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of our business show, Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is an offshoot, I like to say, from our flagship Tuesday show, which is The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And if you've known me for any length of time or been following me, you know my background is in health and fitness, even though I am really more of a business strategist. And one of the reasons why I like to do that, and you hear me give you this speech every week, but it's just part of what I've become known for, is not just what goes into a client experience, but how can we improve the client experience? And I do this for two reasons. One is I always want to maximize massively customer value, right? That should always be number one. And number two, we always want to be talking about the actual transformation that we as business owners help get our clients. That's really why they come to us. And so we're going to have a really cool conversation around this. My guest today is Joey Drolshag, and he refers to himself as Dr. Joey. That's what I'm going to be calling him. And he is coming to us from South Carolina, and we're based in North Carolina, so we're practically neighbors. So I'm super excited to chat with you. Thanks for joining me.
I feel the same way, Alice. I've been looking forward to this conversation. I'm excited. I'm excited Absolutely. To be here, excited to see how this flows.
Fascinating. All right. So before we get into any of that, you and I were chatting a little bit online first about who you are, where you come from, why you do what you do. Just share a little bit about yourself with my audience first.
Absolutely. So I was born in Detroit, Michigan, in Detroit, in the very low-income blue-collar family. And I couldn't figure out like why there was struggle continuously around me. I grew up into my adult years and you know, by then I'm in my teens, I knew it all. And I knew my parents weren't living right. But then I got into my 20s and I started repeating those same behaviors. And at 22 years old, I experienced a great opportunity that fell in my lap. And I felt guilty and I felt like I didn't deserve it because I didn't work hard enough for it. And I let that opportunity leave. I let it go and pursue it and stuff. And yeah, and that was the start of my life, really, because that put me on this journey that I've been on four decades later now. And brought such incredible insight, such incredible changes with where I started out from, with what has happened throughout my life and what I've been able to achieve as a result of the works I do. And so today I was 28-year career in corporate America up to a vice president of sales, helping organizations rapidly scale, and then later on helping organizations in bankruptcy get back to profitability. And I resigned and walked away from that because my desire to help other people not experience what my parents experienced, not experience what I experienced early on. And instead of living on minuscule scraps of what's available to us, is help them start blowing the doors open on incredible achievement and growth in their results.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because, you know, you and I both know, and I feel like there's still a lot of people in the world that don't grasp this concept, but I know that you get it and I get it too. But I feel like there's a lot of people out there on the struggle bus constantly feeling like they have to chase the next trend. They have to, you know, struggle with the dollars for hours mindset. You know, if I don't work hard enough, to your point, I'm not going to get to where I need to be. And I do think, you know, let me just be clear. I do think you need to have a work ethic in place, right? It's certainly just not going to come to you without work. But at the same time, to your point, a lot of what keeps us where we are is what we think and what we believe.
Everything about where we are in life, everything about our potential, the possibilities, and all of that comes back to us. It's never outside. People blame the state of the economy, they'll blame competition. You know, one of the areas I work with sometimes with realtors and stuff, and they'll blame, you know, there's so much competition, not enough inventory, things like that. But then we see people make their greatest strides in those times. And then we also look at a lot of organizations that are really struggling, and some of them even close up during boom times. So it's not about the outside situations, circumstances.
I hear that, it seems like, pretty regularly still from people. But I also feel like that when people really start to realize that it really all stops and starts with us, that's where things can really change.
And every client I work with, typically they'll come to me and they'll say, this is why I can't grow. And then when we start turning that around and flipping that around and looking at really what the limitations are, which are within, they'll start in that same reasoning, to say with that nothing changing in the situation from what they said was holding them up, we'll see them just like huge growth start opening up and happening.
Because a lot of it is, I think you have to get to a point, and I know I had to learn this too. I mean, I've spent close to 30 years in the health and fitness industry, and I've owned two successful brick and mortar studios. And like I was telling you before we hit record, you know, I lost the majority of my business in the pandemic and had to start over. And so it was really an opportunity for me to not necessarily disengage from everything that had gotten me there, because after all, what I had been doing had worked. But for anyone listening, and I know you'll probably give us lots of good information around this, a lot of what gets us to the future is not what brought us to where we are now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's all stepping stones. It's all the journey, really. Yep. And each time we learn something, you know, that we grow and things become different. But we are so programmed. This is one of the things that bothers me about a lot of coaching and things like that, is we're so programmed to do A, B, and C to get to D.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where I differ in what I do is every client I work with, I know they have unique programming. I know they have unique desires. I know they have unique things that light them up and things they can't stand doing and all that. So we work from that uniqueness of every individual. So I don't have two clients who do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
We're developing systems that accelerating habits for people. It's based on their uniqueness. Not everybody does this, because nobody ever gets the same results out of that.
Well, and I mean, quite frankly, I mean, we can all be good at things, but we're all never going to be good at the same things. And I really think, you know, part of the entrepreneur mindset, I think part of the spirit that I love about being an entrepreneur is that you get to really harness what makes you unique. But the sad thing is that a lot of people in business never even scratch the surface of what that is, because they're, to your point, they're so used to and dialed into doing things because this is what works. This is what's always worked. I'm not going to change from this.
Well, yeah. And part of that, like I said, it's ingrained in our conditioning and programming and things like that. You know, somebody that really, really, with all their heart and soul, want to achieve whatever business, whatever impact, whatever that is for them and such, and they go about it and we start questioning ourselves, am I capable and things like that. So that's really the door opening to, we're the experts. We know how to get you there. But nobody is. And so if somebody's working with you and they're not working off of your uniqueness in that, they're not your expert. They might be their expert, but they're not going to work for you. And one of the things that really kind of starts opening this up is a mentor of mine, the late Bob Proctor, used to say, you know, successful people, they don't do certain things. It's not about the list of to-dos and all the exhaustive efforts and stuff and that. That successful people do things a certain way.
Yes, I love that. That's a really good golden nugget for people listening. So I feel like there's just so many people in business today that I feel like could exponentially go to another level or do things in a different way if they're just willing to look at it different.
Absolutely. Our perceptions.
Yeah.
Perceptions determine our reality and the way we look at things and with the programming and all that in there. And it's so awesome to get to take somebody. I work with a lot of clients who have really invested super heavy with other programs and things like that. And they just felt like they didn't get results from it. And I've gone through the same thing in my life multiple times where I would walk away going, either, man, there must be something matter with me, or I'd walk away learning stuff, but no change in my actual results.
Yeah.
And so, and the reason being is because I'm taking the actions that worked for somebody. They didn't mean they were going to work for me, but they worked for somebody. And I had such, you know, not enough confidence in my own ability to determine what the best action is for me, that I would follow those things and invest and put all the effort and everything else into it. And I just wouldn't get the results. And it wasn't until I started focusing on, what about me? What things work for me? What things make me feel good to do? What things, you know, to speaking to you right now this morning, being up on stage, working with somebody one-on-one or groups or whatever it is, those things light me up. So I find ways of doing those things more often. And in doing so, people are attracted to me that want to know more about what I do. And I end up, that's how I, you know, I come across in alignment with the right people that I can serve.
Yeah. And to your point, it's a lot, and it's largely because you're focusing on your zone of genius, you know, what you're really good at and what, and more importantly, what you really enjoy, because that's the energy that, that attracts the people to you.
It is. So when I'm working with the client, we're developing systems of accelerating habits, we're doing it for their uniqueness.
Yeah.
Not everybody does these actions and stuff. And the more we follow these actions, the more upset, the harder, the more massive actions, exhaustive efforts we're going to put into it and such. And, you know, one of the things when I'm working with a business owner who's having a problem scaling their business the way they want to and stuff, the first thing I have to get them to do is I have to get them to decelerate a little bit. I have to get them to slow down a little bit because when we do things like that and it's not working, we typically tend to do more, to work harder, to put in more hours to, you know, and we get such diminishing return for that effort. So when I get them to slow down.
Yeah. Well, and hustle and grind will just get you more hustle and grind, and not always in a good way.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, you coming from a place of being like that and that being the conditioning that you've learned, it's hard for people to break away from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really scary too, because, you know, I mean, you know this, you know, our brains are wired to, you know, just keep us where we are. You know, we don't like change. But why we fight change so much.
But thank God for its incredible capability to reprogram itself.
Absolutely. Could not agree
That can
more.
Allow us to bring about those changes. And, you know, a lot of people I'll start talking to and I'll say, and I'll start, and as they start grasping this, they go, oh my God, am I stupid? Or, oh my God, why didn't I? And I tell everybody, it's not, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not your fault. You don't, you didn't decide the programming you'd have. Just like me, I have four siblings, you know, and raised the way I was raised, I got different programming than like Donald Trump's children received.
Yeah.
You know, so we get what we get, but understanding it, here's where the magic comes in, is if we can comprehend that and understand that, and that entire SMT method is geared to bump up against those limitations and then has the tools to quickly shift them without being aware of them, you can't ever experience anything different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Could not agree more. So before we get to you sharing with us a little bit about your method, talk to me a little bit, since this is a business focused show, talk to me a little bit about, you know, who the kinds of people are that you work with in their business. And also talk to us about, like, where are people in their business when they come to you?
Yeah. So I work mainly two types. One is the business owner. It might be up to $10, $15 million business, all the way down to, like, I've worked with people who are $300,000 annual revenue. I've worked with people who are a couple grand revenue, things like that. So I kind of tailor it to serve people where they are.
Yeah. You mean where they are. Yeah.
And so I work in that area with them and really truly help them rapidly scale their business.
Yeah.
And then I work with
business owners. Is it fair to say when business owners come to you, their focus is on growth? They either want to make more money, they want to serve more clients, they want to create more offers in their business that will allow them to do that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Typically what it is they want growth, but they're not achieving it.
Yeah.
And they really, you know, we have all these reasons. And like I said, but really they honestly don't even know why it is, why it's not happening, why it's not fun, why the journey isn't enjoyable for them. And it seems like such hard work and effort and all that stuff. That would be a typical business owner that I would come across.
That's interesting, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening that can really resonate with that. So obviously you're looking at, like, what we call the KPIs and key performance indicators and all of that, right? But you probably, what you try to work with right out of the gate is you try to kind of help them understand that in order to get to where they need to go, they have to start thinking different. And that's where your SMT method comes in, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I've worked with a little over 700 clients over the past decade.
Okay.
Awesome. So I have the evidence of this playing out. I have a doctorate degree in psychology. So seeing this stuff, it's not just guesswork and things like that. You know, it's very systematic, methodical, things like that, that is put together. Okay. So somebody will come to me for that. The very first thing I'll do, I talked about that throttling down a little bit. The very first thing we'll do is we'll work together on developing what the SMT method refers to as a dynamic vision.
Okay.
We set the goals and all that stuff aside for a little bit, and we start developing, what does that look like at your highest level of what you're able to envision? How do you live your life? What does that look like? How do things flow? How does that grow the impact? Where do you live, your family, what health-wise, how do you take care of yourself? You know, we cover the gamut with it, your relationships, things like that, your time, money, you know, your freedoms in life and such. And so we cover the gamut with that. As we do that, we instantly, without even really efforting to do so, we start bumping up against our patterns, our conditioning, our subconscious conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that totally.
What the importance of that to our results is within the subconscious is what I call a motherboard that hosts all of our programming. It's the voice we hear in our head. But more importantly, that mechanism is responsible to trigger the brainwaves to the actions we take or that we don't take. So somebody has a business, they're doing $300,000 a year, and they want it to be in the millions. And they know what they want it to be like, but they cannot figure out why the actions they're taking are not leading them to that.
Yeah.
And we experience that in things like procrastination. We experience that in the squirrel, philosophy. We experience it in a lot of different ways. All of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to invest in this, and then I'll do that rather than, and it's that disconnect between knowing what we want and taking those actions to lead towards it. So as we start reframing that conditioning, as we start shifting that limiting conditioning out, developing systems of accelerating habits, all of a sudden I see people within a year's period of time go from a $300,000 business to a $3 million business and now going to a $5 million business.
Yeah.
I've seen a gentleman who was working in corporate America in sales and had a part-time business that he was doing maybe a couple grand a month to a year and a half, almost 2 years now later. He's doing between $37,000 and $57,000 of revenue a week in his business.
I love
he no longer has a corporate job. He's living the life of his dreams.
Yeah, I love it. Because really what I'm thinking about as you're talking and you're describing this is first of all, I can totally relate, because when I was rebuilding my business, I was bumping up against a lot of my old, patterns and habits. And, I was raised to believe that if you don't go out and work, you're not going to be successful. Right. I mean, my siblings and I all had jobs when we were 10 years old and on up. Right. And so you start thinking that if you're not out there hustling, that the success that you want isn't going to come. Now, I'm not saying that there's not any truth to that, because I mean, you obviously have to take action and be intentional about it. But it really, what's really coming up for me as you're talking about this is that it's really when you describe this slowing people down a little bit and just paying more attention to their day-to-day habits and how they're living, what's really coming up for me is the key to the success, and I'd just be curious to get your thoughts about this, is really more about how you're being than what you're doing. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because and part of the thing, as we start identifying that limited programming, we start shifting that and opening up the door. There's an entire new set of actions that will come about as a result of that.
Yeah.
Because we're thinking from our conditioning.
Yeah.
So here's what the overall thing is we have this programming in our subconscious that determines our perceptions, how we see things.
Yeah.
Those perceptions of how we see things is what determines the results of what we experience. So if we want to change our experience, if we want to change what we're experiencing in life and those results, then we have to do something to change those perceptions. And the only way to truly do that on a permanent level is going back into the subconscious and shifting those. Now, I will tell you this, what took me years to understand and struggle through and everything, because that's how I started doing this, is the big guinea pig for it all.
Yeah.
is as I struggled through it, my clients achieve now within weeks, and they do so in a way of doing it that's exciting. Because when we identify that, first time we identify that conditioning, shift that, we start noticing successes and things opening up greater on the result side. Now all of a sudden it's like, man, it's a little uncomfortable to take different actions, but I got the excitement of seeing what's possible from doing so. So boom, let's jump in and go.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Because I really think sometimes, especially for people who are just used to doing things the same way, and I think we sort of tie our success to that. And there's nothing wrong with that, because what we've done, you know, in the past has actually brought us to now. So obviously it's worked to get us to where we are. But if we're going to get to the future that we want, and I'm talking to anybody listening who wants to grow their business in any way, to get to the future that we want, we cannot keep operating the way that has brought us to now. Things have to change, or we just create more of the same.
Absolutely. And I've even seen this with people, because one of the things I'll do once I help somebody rapidly scale, then the next thing they do is their team. So I do that as a side type of a thing and stuff with it. But I help them build that team. And what happens is somebody will say, I don't want, you know, this person's not, all of a sudden they're not good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'll say, no. You hired that person and they were ideal when you were a $350,000 organization.
Yeah.
They're meant for that. They were ideal for it. They're not meant for a $3 million operation.
Yeah. Yeah. Got
it. And it's the same thing with our mindset like that. You know, we could be set up for $300,000. We could maybe upset, you know, set up in our programming and stuff to allow us to get by with our business and maybe make a little extra scratch through it and things like that. But we're not at a point of it to allow us to rapidly grow beyond what we even maybe thought we could expect.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I understand. So really, you not only help people with the business knowledge, right? And like helping them identify this is where you want to put your effort, but you're really a very unique business strategist in that you really help kind of clean up the stories that are going on in their head too.
Absolutely. And not just clean them up, but have the tools to shift those into opening up for greater results.
So you mostly then, so business owners that you work with, obviously this probably isn't a short process. I mean, I know that results can happen quickly once you make these shifts, but I would imagine that it requires you to work pretty closely with these business owners. So describe to us a little bit, if you don't mind, about how you actually set up your client experience. Is it one-on-one with you, or, you know, is it, you know, obviously you probably have people on your team that help. What can people expect when they work with you?
Yeah, when they work with me, it's really, you know, the name of my organization is IFGT Coaching Consulting. And the IFGT came to me back when I was you know, after a decade of studying this stuff, which stands for it's freaking go time.
You know,
it really does. And that's what was like a motto of my life. It's like, man, I don't want little strides. I don't want minuscule scraps and crumbs. I want big. I want big changes and stuff. So my clients, typically I will work with the client for 1 year. I don't want somebody to be, you know, like if somebody will work with me and they'll get to growth and they'll go on and then they'll go like the gentleman that made it from 300,000 to 3 million. He came back to me. He said, I want to go to 5 million. I seem to be running into stuff. So then we'll work on that. But what it is we start right away. Again, I told you, we dive right into that vision. So we have a 12-week process that we do. I do work one-on-one with my clients. The way I work with my clients is we have a set time every week that we you know, set up for a conversation. But then we also, they have access to me the whole time we're working together. So I'm at their side. So I only work with 12, maybe sometimes I'll stretch to 14 clients at a time.
Yeah.
But I'm really engaged with that person. The SMT, there's an entire portal with programs and stuff like that we go through together in throughout the process. That helps us spark into identifying more of that limiting belief and then utilizing tools to shift it. And it's a continuous working together with them. I even have it set up now with business owners is where I have skin in the game with them. So we set up the coaching and things like that and stuff. And then I make a percentage of it to reduce the, you know, the initial investment to do have skin in the game of an investment of me in that with them. So we're actually working together as partners. I don't take partnership in their business.
Yeah, I see.
But we're partnering in this journey of rapid growth.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know, one of my greatest ones is I worked with a company that was 13 years in business, was at $7.5 million, was trying to grow to 10, having a heck of a time doing it. And we worked together for 1 year. And within that 12 months, they went from 7.5 to just over $22 million in sales.
Wow.
And have maintained that for 7 to 8 years now.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's great. So if you don't mind me asking then, what are some of the challenges that you found in how, I'm not talking like specific client challenges, but what are some of the challenges that you've encountered as a business owner? Because I know people always want people. The reason I ask this question is that I feel like people listening hear a lot of the success stories, you know, what works. We always want to know what works. But I think it always helps if we can kind of talk a little bit about the challenges that we've had along the way. You've talked a little bit about your early challenges, but as you've sort of become known for what you do, what are some of the challenges that you've run into?
You know, I think some of the challenges, similar to what you were talking about with COVID. Before COVID, I didn't have like social media. I think I had one account social media wise and stuff like that. And it was a personal profile on one of them. Excuse me. I didn't lean into it. I didn't do things like that. I spent my life traveling around and doing workshops and talks and things like that. And I loved it. And I traveled probably 40 some weeks out of the year.
Wow.
When COVID hit, everything shut down. I didn't have the social media presence. I had done a couple workshops on Zoom where somebody asked me to speak or something like that at a summit and such. And and it was that revamping that you talked about. It was entirely revamping how I go about doing my business. And honestly, I wasn't happy about it. I liked the way I did my business before.
Oh, I know. I was the same way.
So that brought some struggles up in the shift for that and such. Yeah. That would be one of the ones. I mean, I can't say because even with clients having a coach by their side throughout the entire process, I love when one of my clients reaches out to me or texts me or something and says, man, I'm running something. You got a few? In fact, I just had somebody do that 5 minutes before you and I got on here and I'll talk to them afterwards. And I love that because, man, it just sparks me. Like I truly
it's always,
feel like
I think it's
doing
always,
what I do is my blessing.
Yeah. And it always reminds us, I think, why we do what we do. And, you know, I'm sure you feel like this too now that we're, you know, what, 5 years now from COVID? It's like, there's no way I would be doing all the things I'm doing now had I not been open to adapting and changing things afterward. I think, you know, I don't know that I'm, and I'm just being very candid here, and my audience knows this about me. I don't know that I'm ever going to get to a point where I say I'm really glad that happened because I watched so many people lose everything. And it was just like this time in your life as a professional that you just think, is this really happening? Right. But when you get to the other side, you realize the huge opportunity that any challenge can be for you. And I think the work you're doing with your clients is evidence of that.
And honestly, I'm so grateful for the struggle I experienced. I'm so grateful I could see the love of my parents. And even though it carried out in strugglesome ways, it was the best way they knew and things like, I'm so grateful for all of that stuff, because without bringing me to that point of pain in my life that it did, I wouldn't have leaned into doing these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think about it in, you know, 12 years ago, 11 years ago, I was able to literally resign and walk away as a vice president of sales and walk into starting doing what I do today, just based on the faith and the excitement of this is what I wanted to do. I had a couple certifications into what I'm doing and, you know, my schooling, things like that and stuff, and walk out and start doing this and start seeing that impact happen. And the other thing you asked me about struggle, the other thing that COVID really brought on for me was I've always believed that what I'm doing will attract the right people at the right time. So I don't do things like run commercials and run ads and things like that. I've been featured in magazines because of the results I have. And I always see that as a blessing and an honor. But I haven't done things to promote the business as much as setting it up as an attraction mechanism. And there was a little while at COVID when the fear allowed me to think I don't know well enough what to do. And I went to some of those sources that want to run the ads. And all of it was just a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, I think, but to your point, I think you mentioned this before. I think, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And I think
exactly.
I think we do things and we try things and we just kind of evaluate and course correct as we need to. And for me, like, you know, once I came out of the black hole, once I realized that, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to just rebuild this thing. And once I got to the end of 2020 and I hit 2021, it was like, all right, I'm going to try this. Okay, that didn't work very well. Let's try this. And I really felt like when we got to the end of 2021, I thought, all right, now I got it. And it's just pretty much been full speed, but in a good way, not in like a hustly way, but in a way that honestly, I could sit here and tell you this now too, and 100% being candid, that everything I'm doing now is what I thought about doing years and years ago. I think there was a part of me that was afraid to, you know, step away and see what would happen. I think, you know, we work so hard to create something that we're proud of. But the reality is that, you know, abundance and opportunity is everywhere. And once we learn and accept that that's available to us at any time, then it's pretty amazing what we can create.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things, like I'll tell every client that I don't know your pathway.
Yeah,
I don't know what that end line, how to get for wherever we develop it to be in your vision. I don't know that, but I'm really freaking good at helping you and being a guide in maneuvering through that and coming up with the systems that help you get there quicker and aligning the subconscious to and aligning the perceptions to what you want to achieve and result and doing all of that stuff. But every client I work with, what I tell them is instead of me telling you what your pathway to success is, I always laugh at those things we see on social media. We have your roadmap to success. You don't even know my freaking name, but you got my roadmap to success.
I know.
You know? And so it's like, but when we get done working together, not only are you going to have achieved incredible results, you know, in your growth and whatever it is you're choosing it to be, that's guaranteed, but you also will have your roadmap that you can take into any other adventure or endeavor that you decide to take on, business idea, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, and just the fact that, you know, you've walked the walk too, you know, you've been through it, you understand what's involved. You're really embodying, you know, so much of what you teach. And that right there is results and evidence enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
I'm
so
very blessed, very fortunate.
So before we wrap up, you know, for people listening, can you offer like just a couple of actionable tips, pieces of advice, you know, just little golden nuggets that maybe people could walk away with and start chewing on?
I would love to offer one which could have a really profound impact. If you're not getting the growth you want to have, start looking at what do you see being what's holding you up? If it's anything outside of your control, state of the economy, competition, things like that, you're looking at the wrong track. So instead, look for things with inside of you. If you procrastinate, you know, here's the thing, Allison, everybody wants to be hugely successful at what they do.
Yep. 100%.
And it's not that we're lazy people or this or that or anything else. It's that there's something blocking us from that.
Yeah.
So they're starting to identify that block, and that block will never be state of the economy, competition, things outside of ourselves. So if we can start looking for what those things could be, if we can start looking at our patterns, our paradigms, our habits, and what we do, and even in our thinking process, now it's a little bit harder to do when you're just, you know, living your day doing those things versus having a program that walks you through it and stuff, but you can still start identifying some of those things and seeing it, what's blocking you. That would be huge in that. And then the other thing right behind that, most people I meet, even the ones I end up working with and stuff like that, but most people I meet, I love asking questions and getting to know people and stuff. And I always say, what is it? What do you want to get out of life?
Yeah.
What do you want at the end to look back and be grateful for, you know? And most people, they'll say family and things like that and stuff, but most people can't actually tell me what it is. Some people, you know, the most honest people will say, I don't know. I don't really know. I've never thought of that.
It is that. I think what's interesting is that, you know, and I'm just saying this because I used to do it. You know, I think we can, you know, kind of talk speak about it, but I'd be willing to bet that a lot of people don't actually intentionally think about that. It's just, it's about like this month, this is my target. This quarter, this is my target. You know, it's all those things that you talk about that are like outside of you. That's where our focus usually is.
And even the things when I say about, you know, kind of throttling down a little bit, especially for the people who say, oh my God, here's everything I have to accomplish today.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's like, I like the whole throttling down thing. It's true. It's 100% true. So where can people connect with you?
Easiest way to get a hold of me, I mean, there's the social media, things like that, my website, and I'm sure you have in there, but the easiest thing is if there's something here connects, if you think this is BS, or if there's something that came up here when you're like, I'd like to know a little more about that, you can set up a call with me, a 15-minute call at coachwithjoey.com. Okay. And anybody can set it up. We'll jump on the phone. The whole purpose of the call is geared toward helping somebody make a shift in their life. There's no sales pitch. I don't talk about my programs, any of that stuff, right? There's another place for that. The 15-minute call is solely to get on there, get to know you a little bit, you know, and be of service, to serve.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you. That's really, really generous of you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for making time to talk to us today. I really enjoyed our chat.
I did too, Allison. This is really enjoyable. Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous. So folks out there listening, if you are at a point in your business and you feel like you're hitting your head against the wall, and you're looking at how are you going to actually get to the next point? And what we've talked about today has really landed with you, please take advantage of Dr. Joey's free gift. He's offering a 15-minute chat, no sales pitch. You heard him say it, just to chat with you and get to know you and see if there's something he can do to help. You can set that up. If you can go, you'll find the link in the show notes, coachwithjoey.com. You can set that up. No questions asked. I'm sure he would be happy to see what he could do to help you. And on that note, if what we talked about today was helpful for you, and more importantly, you know somebody who you think this would benefit, please copy the link to this chat. We're on every major platform out there. Copy the link to this chat and send it to whomever you're thinking as a free gift from me, or you can come over to my site and connect with me. That's www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button, which is on the upper right-hand side of my homepage, and just write to me and we'll do it for you if you tell us where you want us to go. This is why we've been able to build such an amazing audience and why I so love hearing from all of you every week. I love getting your messages. Always love hearing your feedback. So again, what you heard today, you have feedback for us. If you have thoughts, things that you want to share, we're always open to that because my DMs are always open. I tell you that every week. So thank you so much for all of your support, for following us, for downloading us, for subscribing to us, for telling all your friends about us. We're incredibly grateful, whether today's the first episode you've heard my voice or whether you've been with me for a while. Know that we do consider you part of our family. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.